Hi there. The word for you today is, whether you're important or insignificant, you can be saved. By putting your trust in Christ, your soul will be saved and your life will be changed for the better. The testimonies that this is so exist in hundreds of thousands of famous people, such as William Gladstone, one of Great Britain's greatest prime ministers, whose life was transformed by God. Abraham Lincoln tells us in his letters that at Gettysburg, the day he delivered his famous address, he too was born again of God's Spirit. Martin Luther had been exceedingly religious, even as Nicodemus was, and yet had known nothing of the new birth. But all that changed when he discovered the well-known scripture from Romans 1:17, "The just shall live by faith." Those words changed him and started the Reformation. If you study the lives of some of the great Russian authors, they describe the work of God's Spirit in utterly transforming their lives. People like Tolstoy and others, men like Chuck Colson, aide to President Richard Nixon and author of the bestseller Born Again, have told of being radically changed by the new birth. And whether you live in a mansion or a mud hut, here's the good news, you can be saved. When the Philippian jailer asked Paul, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul didn't give him a theological dissertation. No, he simply said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household." Think, not only can you be saved today, but through your life and testimony, your entire family can be won to Christ if they repent. Imagine the difference that could make. Do you have to understand it all? No. But you have to experience it. How? By placing your trust in Christ today.